Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is the super short episode where all week long we're getting questions, we're getting work questions, we're getting ridiculous questions. We try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit one, it's real easy. You go to jschwedelson.com, you click podcast, then you click Ask Us Anything, and we love it. Anything you got, let's hit it up. All right, let's jump right into it. Let's do our work question first. We got a question from Sarah from Short Hills, New Jersey. Short Hills, New Jersey has an incredible mall, a great, great mall, very fancy mall. I have a nice mall here in Boca as well, where I live in South Florida. I'll tell you the weirdest thing in the world is going to like a mall that's like on the way out. I mean, like not doing well in some random town, some random city, because you go in there and it's like a ghost town and you're scared to even eat in the food court because there's like two random places still open and they look like they're serving food from like 35 years ago. And they'll have like, I don't know, like maybe eclairs, you know, still in the mall and people getting like earrings, piercing, whatever. And then they'll have one other store that's still open and the whole thing's like falling apart. So I don't know. I don't like malls that are closing down. They freak me out a little bit. Sarah, what is your question? Jay, has anything useful come out of all these crazy tactics that the political marketing has thrown at us these last few months? Well, that is a great question. And I will tell you, it has been pretty wild. Political marketing, doesn't matter which, what party it is, doesn't matter, these political action committees, the aggressiveness is bananas, right? I mean, they'll do anything to get our attention. But what does come out of it is the political marketing on both sides, you know, both Republican, Democrat, Independent, doesn't matter. They're so aggressive in their tactics that they're trying things now that will bleed into regular marketing in the next year or so, because they're trying so many new and aggressive things that some of those things that work, regular marketing is going to try to do those things. And we're already starting to see that happen. So there's some random tactics that actually are working really well that we're already seeing go from the political world into the regular world. One of those, which is so random, is bookend emojis in your email preheader. What? Okay. So you got your email, you send it out, you got your from address, then you got your subject line. We all know that. The second subject line, that kind of gray line underneath your subject line, that is your preheader. Right? And you could write your pre-header text, whatever you want to put in there. Generally speaking, you got to keep it less than 85 characters. But what a lot of the political emails have been doing is they've been not only just putting emojis in their pre-header, which a lot of business and consumer marketers don't even realize that you can do, but they're doing bookend emojis. So they'll start their pre-header with an emoji. They'll say whatever it is they want to say, like, you know, six or seven words, and they'll put the same emoji at the end of those six or seven words, and they'll make these bookends within the preheader. And we're now not only seeing in the political emails, we're seeing in regular marketing, and bookend emojis are lifting email open rates for both consumer and business-to-business email marketers, lifting business emails about 14% and consumers about 18%, because it stands out and is very different than putting it in the subject line. So if you've never tested bookend emojis in your pre-header, that is a super interesting random test that's working really, really well. Another tactic that we don't have data on yet, but we're seeing it a lot, and we believe it's going to be something that is going to bleed over into regular marketing, is using actually emojis in the from name when you're sending out your email. So when you send out your email, okay, if your sending email address is acme@specialoffers.com, but the from name that it comes from is, you know, Acme Company, right? You could change the from name every time you hit send. You could change it to say, you know, Acme Events or Acme Sale or Acme whatever. You're not changing the actual delivery email address. So in that from name that you could change whenever you want to on any platform, doesn't matter, a lot of the political emails are including an emoji in the from name itself, right? Which is very different than putting the subject line or even the pre-header. Adding an emoji to the from name is a new tactic. And we've already seen Groupon steal this tactic. And in almost all of their promotional emails, Groupon is now putting a green circle in their from name field. And there's not enough data out there yet to say that this is working or not working, but I think it's super interesting and something we are definitely tracking. The other thing that we're seeing coming out of all this political craziness, and I think this is going to be probably one of the biggest marketing topics as we head into 2025, is the rise of connected TV, CTV, right? You've all seen it. You're watching streaming. You see an ad on, you know, when you're watching on YouTube TV or wherever you're watching, right? Maybe it's on Peacock, whatever. And that ad is hyper-targeted right to you, like specific to what you're interested in. That is a connected TV ad. And there's been a massive explosion in the use of this within all the political campaigns. As a matter of fact, 13% of all of the political ad budgets for this cycle of campaign have been spent on connected TV, according to The Current. That is like a 600% increase from the last set of elections that took place 2 years ago. So, and this is both on the business to business and consumer side, we're seeing budgets rise significantly. So for example, 65% of B2B marketers say their company has increased their sales using connected TV along with their other paid channels. That's according to MadHive, and that's super recent data. And you could run these connected TV ads using all the regular platforms you're already running ads on: YouTube, Snap, TikTok, LinkedIn, Reddit, Spotify. They're all allowing you to run connected TV ads now, so you could take the same creative, the same copy, the same whatever, and run connected TV ads. And I think CTV is going to be probably one of the biggest growth categories as we head into 2025. All right, before we get into the ridiculous question, I wanted to let you know that this podcast is presented by Marigold. Come on. Now listen, if you don't know Marigold, Marigold is my email sending platform. It's my ESP. I've been using it for years. We send out billions of emails, consumer and business. They're a roll-up of Sailthrough and Cheetah Digital and Emma and LiveClicker and a Campaign Monitor. All the best platforms on the planet are all part of Marigold, and they have a special offer only for the listeners of this podcast. It's an up to 50% off offer, okay? You don't like your ESP. You don't like your platform. You got to at least check out Marigold. All you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com/save, jschwedelson.com/save, and that is where this exclusive offer lives. Fill out the form. Check it out. I'm telling you, there's a better way to get your emails out. All right, let's get into the ridiculous question. We got a question from Billy from Dallas, Texas. Jay, do you do anything to offset how much you're going to eat at Thanksgiving? Do you do anything now to prepare? So you're basically saying that I'm going to be a disgusting animal at Thanksgiving, and I'm probably going to wear stretchy pants, and I'm going to eat a lot, and am I doing anything right now to prepare the fact that I'm disgusting? Oh, first of all, that's a fair assessment because that probably will happen. Let's see. I'll tell you one thing that my family does, which is super, I'll tell you why it's embarrassing. We do a turkey trot. So nearby where I live, they have one of these 5Ks that you could run a few days before Thanksgiving, and they call it a turkey trot. And a zillion people show up, and it's this 5K around this park, and everyone's wearing like Thanksgiving like hats and ridiculousnesses and whatever, and everybody I know shows up there. The reason I say it's super, and I do this that way, if I run a 5K, then maybe I'll offset some of the cornbread that I'm going to eat. But then it's embarrassing because, first of all, my wife goes and my teenage kids go, whatever, and then everybody I know is there, and everybody else is bringing like their little kids and everything, and then we all line up, and they go, go. Now, forget it. My wife absolutely crushes me. She's in incredible shape. She's gone. My two kids destroy me, and they laugh at me like you have no idea. But then I'm running, and I run so slow. I mean, basically, I'm walking. I look like one of those people that are like running, but you're like, are they walking? Like, you're not sure. And I wind up running in the same pack as like, you know, these like 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds, and I can't even keep up with them. And everybody I know in my neighborhood is passing me by. They're like, what's wrong with you? Are you ill? Like it's so embarrassing. And then what happens is then finally I get to the finish line. Like, I'm going to keel over. It's not going well. And my family's already at the finish line. They're already like have taken a nap and woken back up. They're laughing at me. They're taking pictures of me. Everybody I know in this universe universe is there saying, ha ha ha, you're a loser. You're like in last place with people that are half dead. And the whole thing is mortifying. I don't know why I go every year. I probably go because I like the free t-shirt, but it's not even free because you have to pay $25 to get it. And then I never wear it again. What am I talking about? Like, what am I actually talking about? Do I do anything else related to this to prepare? I mean, I should. I shouldn't be a disgusting animal, but whatever. It's coming. It's going to happen. Everybody bring desserts to my house. I want to eat them. And if you don't like sweet potatoes with marshmallows, then you should stop listening to this podcast because that is a Thanksgiving staple for me. And anybody that says otherwise is just flat out wrong. There you go. We've covered a lot of ground. Listen, leave this thing a review. If you don't stink, you'll leave it a review. You'll be an awesome human being. Go to jschwedelson.com. Give us a question for next week. You are awesome. And don't do a turkey trot. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.